Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, SPADS Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Relax your mind, we're here for you. You've got the time, make school dreams come true. Set your goals, it's your world, we're here to help. Republic. Back to school with some new rules. Take a bold step.
Trying to meet your and your children's educational needs, Republic can help. Consider an education loan with same-day approvals, low or no down payment, and concessions on interest rates. You can even win one of five Lenovo tablets or a refund on internet installation with 1 month's free service. Call us or visit us online.
Relax your mind.
Republic Bank, we're the one for you.
As the novel coronavirus continues to have an increased impact on our community, Canadian Banknote and the Guyana Lottery Company would like to strongly remind you of the importance of listening and acting very seriously upon the advice that is being given about social distancing, hand washing, and the common symptoms associated with this virus. When we resume our business, we will play our part in minimizing situations where people are crowded together by ensuring that the appropriate signage is placed at our agents countrywide, that machines are sanitized, and that our operators pay keen attention to their working environment. This is a time for bringing families closer together, for staying home, for creating memories, and embracing what will become a new normal, not only for our dear Guyana, but worldwide. A heartfelt thank you to our essential workers. Take care and be safe.
This is a message from the Guyana Lottery Company.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
The Small Business Bureau is offering small business relief grants and services to registered small businesses experiencing significant economic challenges as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic in Guyana. The relief support is intended to strengthen and sustain small businesses through provision of the following: relief grants to sustain business operations and retain employees, training and development support to establish and market businesses through online platforms, diversify businesses, and forge supply partnership. Small Business Bureau, promoting entrepreneurship.
In our last episode, June told Dinah about the telephone call she was receiving with the person not responding and hoped James was not being unfaithful. Shelley turned up and expressed concern about the rising cases of COVID-19, especially in some interior regions. Catalina was very worried about the way Malachi was treating Alexis in the US, and Myrtle tried to console her. Ignatius arrived, and Catalina asked him if he knew anyone over there who could help. As we return, Mala is on the phone with Shelley.
Shelley girl, I can't tell you how frustrated I'm frustrated. Till now I can't get on to this little by father.
Well, he can't come from no proper household. Not because the people got money, it means it's a decent human being, Mala.
Exactly.
I'll know I would find the little by. I don't care if he's 15 and Kavita is 14. Them ain't got no business having sex at the age.
Kavita loves to throw it to me face that I met them when I was only 16. Shelley, I fed up explain how I had to run away from home because of abuse.
But Marlo, you realize the father taking advantage of you though?
Yes, girl. because I met him when I was 15 and he was already catching 30. But he had money and he used to take care of me, so I really didn't care.
I understand. All we've been through things, but now that we're in our 30s and we could look back and see how much advantage take bone.
Back then, the age of consent was like 13, I think, right? So I guess he didn't see it as doing anything wrong.
But look how things like these seem so normal in this country sometimes, eh?
Yes.
Anyways, I mean for depress you any more than you're already depressed.
Yeah, girl. Anyway, you're saying something about Catalina.
Yeah. She asked Ignatius for help with this Alexis situation.
She going through a lot. Malachi turned out to be a demon, just like your father Simon.
You think I should call she?
Shelly, it's up to you.
I really miss how close me and Catalina used to be.
Well, I figured that she could use all the support in this time. Call she and see what she said, no?
Yeah. Gosh.
Let me know how it goes.
I ain't saying I'm gosh today.
Like you freaking.
Molly, you know how Catalina is dealing with me these days.
Shelly, just try. She already asked your husband for help.
Yeah.
So what you could lose?
Sometimes I still just think about how Ignatius was Catalina's man for.
He was your client.
Yeah, but still. I mean, I ended up marrying him.
Well, it done happen. So besides, y'all happy. I never expect Ignatius would have turned out to be such a good husband.
Me too.
He really changed your life for you, Shelly.
Well, it's so when you got the shape, the waist, and the face.
Don't bother with
me. Anyways, so I gotta go on the road. I'm going by Boston's restaurant.
Again? Like his whole week you cook?
Don't start sounding like Ignatius.
The man got a right to be upset. How you could be buying food every day, man?
Look, every day I just wake up with this grand plan to cook. But by the time I make two turns, I go up on Facebook, minding for business, I dip on YouTube, watching TV. Next thing you know, I feel lazy.
You got life too good. That's your problem.
Anyways, let I go along and buy the little food. I can call you back later.
Alright, girl.
Hello? No, this is not the village office. Call Wendy Hampshire again? Please call the village office. Okay, bye.
Whoa, Denzel? You're like a telephone operator these days, man. If I didn't know better, I would say you were the mayor or the village chairman.
Not yet, but one day, Kavita.
I still don't understand your aspirations. You should be a lawyer or a doctor or engineer or a pilot. Something like that.
Listen, the carpenter, electrician, housekeeper, chef, they're just as important as them, you know. We need to respect all professions because we need everybody to keep the world spinning.
I disagree, but okay.
One day you're gonna learn.
Anyway, I'm glad I ran into you. I had to sneak out. That's why Mal won't let me go anywhere.
Then I shouldn't be sitting here talking with you then. And it's better to stay home if you don't have to be on the road because of this coronavirus.
Boy, relax. At least I'm wearing my mask.
I like it though. Why don't you enter the hashtag wear a mask challenge?
Anything to stop this boredom. What do I have to do?
Just post a pic of yourself wearing a mask and nominate your friends to do the same. It's pretty cool.
Guess the way to avoid that boring Mala, Anil, and Kimo.
That's your family.
Since when am I related to Anil?
Alright. Please yourself.
Anyway, talking about this coronavirus, you know what they are doing to help regions 1 and 7?
So you do care.
Daddy has relatives there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I have uncles, aunties, cousins.
Okay, cool, pretty cool.
So, what are they doing?
I know the Ministry of Communities collaborated with the Ministry of Health, the Civil Defense Commission, the United Nations High Commissioners for Refugees, and the International Organization for Migration.
Never heard of most of those things, but okay.
Well, we learn something new every day, right? Anyway, they collaborated to help most infected areas like Maruka and Aranka.
Cool.
I know they distributed hampers in those places as well.
Oh, the distress of the poor?
Yes, Kavita. Poor people matter.
Yeah, right.
I'm poor, you know.
Yeah, but you're so cute.
Anyways, I got to get going.
Just hang a few more minutes with Minaman. It's hard being in that house with those two. Can you imagine Mala wants to meet my boyfriend's father?
She has a right. She's your mother.
Well, I made sure I told my boyfriend to block Marla's number on his dad's phone.
Now, why would you do that, Kavita?
She needs to mind her own business.
She's your mother. What do you mean, mind her own business? When you had sex at only 14?
So you're judging me now, too?
I'm just saying that...
Sometimes people just want to forget things, all right?
Forget things?
Look, forget I said anything.
No, no, no. What do you mean by that?
I said forget it. I should go home anyway before Mal calls the police.
I thought you wanted to sit and talk.
Yes, what's going on here?
Oh, hi, Michelle.
Hi, Denzel. Young lady, what you doing here? Your mother didn't tell you you wasn't supposed to leave the house?
Then she talks about me with all her stupid friends. I hate her.
You hate your mother? You know how much the woman taking you on? So little and ungrateful.
You should have been me, daughter.
Why are you talking to me?
I am a concerned adult.
Look, Kavita, you better get home.
Ugh.
Get your little tail home. Nonsense.
Go to hell, witch.
Oh, I's a witch. I can call you mother.
Do whatever you want.
I don't know how Marla is such a sweet woman. I make Satan, baby.
I got to get going.
That's what the two y'all talking about.
I just came to the restaurant to get something to eat, and Kavita was sitting out here alone.
Oh.
Anyway, I got to get running.
How are your sister?
She's making out.
Everything good with Chia Malakai?
To be honest, they kind of going through some things.
Oh. He ain't beating she or nothing like that.
Look, I got to get going.
Alright, bye. You take care.
You too, Michelle. Bye.
Bye. These young people.
Star Wars spin-off series, The
Mandalorian. Malakai?
Yes?
Can we talk?
We have nothing to say to each other at this point.
Look, I was just thinking, if I ask you for a divorce, would you give me one?
Divorce?
It's obvious you're not happy with me. And you just want to be with your son, mother.
I'm not happy because you won't listen to me and do exactly what I tell you to do.
So, you want to control my life? I mustn't have a say?
I thought you were smarter than this.
Look, if we get a divorce, we can share custody of Hannah.
What?
I can go by my family in Brooklyn. I could go back to school, get a job so I can look after myself and do what I gotta do for Hannah.
My wife doesn't need to work. What are you talking about?
If we get a divorce, I wouldn't be your wife anymore.
Listen, when we took our vows, it said for better or worse. If I intended getting a divorce, I wouldn't have wasted my time marrying you.
But you don't love me.
After everything I've done for you, I don't love you?
Then why you keep treating me like this?
Since you came here, I've done everything I could to make you happy.
Being locked up in a house all the time is happiness for me. Then half the time, you take me child and you gone.
Our child.
Malakai, please. If you love me as you say, please.
What do you really want from me, Alexis? State it clearly.
I want some freedom. I want to go out and learn the place. And I want to meet you, mother. And I want to go to university. And I want you to stop treating me bad. You say you love me, show me you love me.
Okay.
And I want you to stop taking Hannah over by you, son, mother, all the time.
I told you already. My daughter has to get to know her sibling.
Well, maybe it's time you introduce me, is she?
You know what? I actually thought about that. Matter of fact, I think I'm going to have her move in here. Someone to keep your company. I mean, the house is big. She can be on one end and you on the other.
What? You serious?
Yes, I just have to convince her.
Malakai, you crazy or what?
Crazy? You want me to show you crazy? What do you want from me, huh?
Malakai, you choking me.
I can't with you. I need a drink.
Alexis? Hey, sis.
Denzel?
Why you sounding so?
I was crying.
Again? What Malakai do now?
We argued again and he choked me.
What? And you ain't called the police?
I'm afraid.
Sis, you got to find a way to leave this guy.
You know what I think?
What?
I see he just take these pills.
Pills?
Denzel, I think Malakai taking drugs.
What? Look, sis, is what you telling me? Malakai on drugs?
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy came to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited.